Someone asked me the other day, why would you observe the Feast of Tabernacles? Is that a Christian thing? Absolutely it is. We follow the example of the New Testament church. The church in the first century kept and observed, celebrated the Feast of Tabernacles. So what is this feast? Well, it's definitely listed in Scripture as one of the feasts of the Lord. I don't know if you've ever checked that out, but it's the feast that God has established. It's one of His holy days. And so for a period of time, we celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days, a complete festival. 7 is often a number of completeness because it represents that time in God's plan that has a deep spiritual meaning. Jesus Christ will return to this earth. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 spells that out completely. 1 Corinthians 15 as well. And so the Feast of Tabernacles is representing that time when Christ will return as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I know you've probably heard those classic choral selections that sing about that. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and He is returning. Well, the Feast of Tabernacles points to that time, that Christ will literally come back to earth. We can read about that in Revelation chapter 5. Revelation chapter 5, in fact, beginning in verse 10, it tells us, He has made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on earth. Christ will return and annihilate the kingdoms of men. Mankind will no longer be in charge. There will no longer be chaos and confusion in this world. Jesus Christ will establish righteous, godly government. And for 1,000 years, He will reign on this earth. Perhaps you've even prayed about the symbolic meaning of the Feast of Tabernacles. You know that model prayer, sometimes called the Lord's Prayer, that Christ taught the disciples to pray. Perhaps you've said that prayer or parts of that prayer. It has that part that says, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done. Christ will come back and establish His kingdom. It will come. And of course, the rest of that prayer says, on earth as it is in heaven. So the Feast of Tabernacles pictures that amazing time of peace and prosperity and righteous government that Christ Himself will come and establish right on this earth. Check out the Feast of Tabernacles. Find out the deep spiritual meaning behind God's purpose and His plan, and this vital step in His plan for salvation for all mankind. That's BT Daily. We'll see you next time.